fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 19th day of October. In prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to educate yourself on what EMP is, what it can do, what it can't do. Keep in mind, there's a natural version of this. Electromagnetic pulse is man-made. Coronal mass ejection is the natural part of it, where energy comes at it from the sun, both of which could result in the national power grid being damaged, if not totally destroyed. Educate yourself. Inform yourself, and then do what you need to do to make prudent preparations. We were hoping that Don Kubley would call in, and we'd be talking about the inner shelter domes. Don is a very busy guy, was spread out over several continents with his business of building these and delivering the inner shelter domes, which are listed at my website. A totally unique product. Nobody else is doing this. I'm surprised nobody else is yet, but nobody else is doing the domes like Don is doing. They're permanent. We don't know how long they last because the original ones are showing no signs of deterioration, require no outside maintenance. Marvelous products. You need to check those out. We're going to have a discussion about electromagnetic pulse. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have a discussion about electromagnetic pulse. The phenomenon was first recognized, I believe, in the 1960s when it comes to man-made events. There was a lot of testing in the atmosphere in the 1950s, early 1960s, and the people doing the testing started noticing the effect on electronic equipment, which back then, of course, we're talking vacuum tubes and so forth, but even those types of equipment was being affected. In the modern age, we have electronics that are far more vulnerable to EMP than what we had back in the 1940s, 50s, and early 60s. I recall getting my first transistor radio. It was about the size of a pack of cigarettes. It had a little earbud thing you could put in your ear, had no speaker. I believe it was AM only. It took, I believe, a 9-volt battery. And you could tune it in to the various AM stations where I lived in St. Louis and listen to the AM radio. And that those radios were, at the time, we thought they were marvelous, that you could actually listen to a radio station on something that small, that compact. And, of course, that was the beginning of the modern age of electronics. We're at a point now in 2017 where, here in the Western world, in the United States, most everybody, their very lives depend on the power grid and everything connected to the power grid for us to be able to live. The power grid delivers the fresh water that we consume. The power grid takes away the wastewater that we flush down our toilets. The power grid provides the electricity for the oil refineries that provide the gasoline and diesel fuel. The power grid provides the electricity for refrigeration and to manufacture pharmaceutical products. And, of course, everything else connected to our infrastructure depends on the power grid. There may be a few things that don't, but the things that matter are connected to the power grid. So if or when the power grid goes down, regardless of the cause, whether it's a man-made event from nuclear devices being set off or the power grid being hacked with the computers, both are certainly possibilities, or the natural event, coronal mass ejection. If the national power grid was to go down, here's the problem. Well, there's several problems. First of all, there's about 19 or 20 massive pieces of equipment that that keep this whole power grid together. And they're not manufactured in this country. They come from China and India, I believe, and I'm not sure, one or both, not that it matters. These pieces of equipment, in normal times, there's a 1 year between the time you decide you're going to buy one and place your purchase order to the time that the piece of equipment is delivered. And that's when things are normal. If the grid goes down, it's not going to happen. There are not going to be any deliveries in years. But that's, even if it was delivered in a year, that's time enough for 9 out of 10 Americans to be dead. I'm serious. This is very serious stuff. The report issued by the commission is a free download at my website. It's more than 200 pages. If you don't find reading pleasant or enjoyable, you may want to read only the first 90 pages. I think the first 90 pages are the most important. In addition, you need to keep in mind the following, because it's not mentioned in the report. They didn't have the money, the commission, which, by the way, was defunded just a few weeks ago in September. They lost their funding. They no longer exist in terms of a funded government entity. They didn't have the money to properly test modern cars and trucks. They had to use a reduced pulse, not a full-strength pulse. The reduced pulse caused problems mostly with things like electric windows and accessories on cars and trucks, but it still allowed them to run. The commission was ordered to do this to save money so that they could easily and cheaply repair these vehicles and sell them back on the open market. So that's what they did. Point being, we don't know the consequences of a full-strength pulse on modern cars and trucks. And I say modern. I mean model year 1973 and newer. Model year 1972 and older don't have the electronics, with the exception of there may be alternators in them. There was a transition period in the beginning, around the mid to late 60s. They started putting alternators in cars instead of generators and things of that nature. An alternator and generator are pretty easy to swap out, by the way. It's a quick easy thing to change. So you need to educate yourself. You need to know that if the power grid's taken out for whatever reason, you're going to be on your own. There's not going to be any FEMA coming to help you. Homeland Security's not going to help you. National Guard, they're going to go home and take care of their families. Police and fire department, paramedics, they're going to go home and take care of their families. They're not going to be helping strangers. They're going to be taking care of their parents, their children, their grandchildren, whoever it might be. They're not going to be helping you. There could be instances where that's true, where they would be helping. But now out here in my community, there's a lot of cohesion. Neighbors know each other. Neighbors, in normal times, take care of each other. I know if there's an ice storm, I'll check on people who are shut in. They can't drive to see if they need something. There's widows in the neighborhood who can't drive, for example, never have driven, and things like that. We take care of each other out here in country. We all know each other. Many of us are related by blood or marriage or both. And we take care of each other. In suburban and urban areas, that's not the case. That's definitely not the case. And you're going to be on your own. The time to be ready, to get ready, I should say, for the electromagnetic pulse is now. Now, you may. There'll be a period of time. Say the power goes out at 10 a.m. on Thursday morning, the 19th of October, 2017, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, and so forth. There's only about 3-5% of the adults in this country who have any concept what EMP is. It may be slightly more, but most people don't know. Maybe 10%. That's optimistic. Despite the National Geographic show that they did and all the attention that the alternative media has paid, I would say 9 out of 10 Americans don't know what EMP means, what it is, what it can do. People will think it's a power outage, and they wonder, well, if it's a power outage, why isn't my cell phone working, my smartphone? Why won't my car start? Why am I stopped here in traffic on this interstate or this highway or this city street, and everybody else's car is stopped, and people got the hoods up, looking underneath the hood, not even knowing what they're looking at, quite frankly? It will take a number of hours for people to understand. It may take 2 or 3 days for many people to understand. You know, it's not just a power outage. It's something else. Now, what you do, and here's why I'm saying this, what you do or what you don't do, that first 2 hours is critical. It is critical. If you have transportation to go to a supermarket, a hardware store, a sporting goods store, those first hour or two, the store clerks will probably be conducting business for cash, no credit cards, checks if they know you, and selling inventory. That's going to go on for an hour, 2 hours, maybe several hours, maybe better part of a day, depending on where it is. It won't go on. It won't take place the second day. By day two, people will figure out this is not a power outage. This is something entirely different. Point being, you may have an hour or 2 hours or several hours. You can't. I wouldn't count them more than a couple of hours, quite frankly. Anything after 2 hours would really be a gift from God, quite frankly. If it happens at night, well, good luck. But if it happens in the daytime, you may have an hour or two to get some supplies that are needed for inventory. Food that doesn't need to be refrigerated. Batteries. Flashlights should be okay, by the way. Ammunition, sporting goods, maybe some outdoor clothing that you need, or a good sturdy pair of boots. You know, basic stuff like that. You need to, make sure your priorities are straight, that you are getting the most essential things first. Medical supplies, for example. if someone in your family needs a prescription pharmaceutical product to stay alive, well, you need to get what you can. Because when it's gone, it's gone. It's not coming back. The time to get yourself off the pharmaceutical products is now, of course. We recommend using doTERRA essential oils. That's how people stayed healthy for thousands of years. There's a lot of misunderstanding about lifespan. And people don't understand actuarial tables and how that works. Lifespan has given the appearance of increasing mainly because babies don't die before 5 years old like they used to in so great numbers. That's one of the main reasons lifespan's increased. Of course, lifespan in the United States is not increasing, which is not due to health so much as people committing suicide and murder and drug overdoses. We're now at a point where, in Baltimore, for example, I just read this the other day, more people are dying from drug overdoses than there is homicide. That's pretty scary. The whole thing's scary. But getting back to EMP, these cities, within days, will run out of food. The water will be gone in a day or two. It's not talked about much, but the sewage, what you flush down the toilet, frequently goes to a pump station where it's pumped to the waste treatment plant. In many areas of many cities, that wastewater is going to start backing up into people's homes and apartments, making a very unhealthy, unpleasant place to be. Now you can temporarily stop that by plugging up toilets, plugging up sinks, plugging up floor drains in the basement if you got a basement. That would be a short-term solution. Long-term, you would have to abandon ship anyway because of lack of fresh water. Now, many of my listeners, they know that I've spent most of my adult life defending people charged with crimes, everything from minor matters to first-degree murder. I've sat across the interview table from literally hundreds of men and a number of women charged with these crimes. And not frequently, but occasionally, I've asked the following question. What would you do if there was a major hurricane, a tornado, earthquake? And these men have looked me straight in the eye and said, John, we look at it as economic opportunity. I'm serious. And they did. They were being serious. They were not fooling. John, we look at it as economic opportunity. Well, that economic opportunity is your home. And it includes your teenage daughters, by the way, and your wives. Economic opportunity, the opportunity to rob, rape, pillage. If you stay in an urban or suburban area, you're going to be subject to that rather quickly. Once the criminals figure out nobody can dial 911, and it's going to take them a few hours to do that, anywhere from 1 hour to several hours, they will figure out nobody can dial 911. Once they figure that out, they're off to the races, baby. I mean, seriously. This is what they dream of, is nobody can dial 911. Initially, they'll do things like steal Nike tennis shoes and electronics, still living in the paradigm of the old world where those things had value, which, of course, they no longer would. Electronics will no longer have value since nobody will have electricity, or almost nobody will have electricity to make them function. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. Thursday, the 19th of October. Your call number is 800-313-9443. North Korea has two satellites that go over the United States every 12 hours, twice a day, on a polar orbit. The former director of the CIA, Mr. Woolsey, was interviewed on Voice of America Radio a few weeks ago. And he confirmed what we've been worried about for a number of years since we found out about these two satellites, that they do in fact have nuclear devices on them. We wondered about it, we pondered it, we speculated, but when you've got the former director of the CIA saying this, I think that's enough verification to suit me. Now, the naysayers out there, and I appreciate the naysayers, they may say, well, Woolsey's making this up. Well, that's a possibility. I can't imagine what the reason why he would do that would be. I do know one of my, member of my audience in Denver a week ago Tuesday, he said, John, there's no communications coming from that, either one of those satellites. And traditionally, satellites transmit signals. We may not be able to understand them because they're encrypted, but they transmit a signal. They don't just sit there in space going around and around and around. They're there for a purpose, and that purpose is to communicate. Unless they're sitting there waiting for a signal, the signal that would tell them that it's time to blow themselves up. EMP may be the perfect weapon. A weapon that doesn't destroy the major expensive part of the infrastructure. It destroys the part of the infrastructure that can be replaced and repaired relatively inexpensively. It takes time. Now, for example, an oil refinery, it may take better part of a year to replace all the electronics in an oil refinery. These places are huge, complex places. A power plant, it may take better part of a year to replace the electronics in a power plant. Hopefully, nuclear power plants would have protocols in place to safely shut them down if they were damaged by EMP. That's not my expertise. I dearly hope that that they can. It would be a disaster on top of disaster to have even one nuclear power plant kick off there. Meltdown, so to speak. China syndrome. That EMP happens, whether it's a solar coronal mass ejection, which could happen while it's night here because it could go all the way around the planet. It could hit in China on the other side of the planet, and it could go all the way around the planet at nighttime on our side of the planet. That's how powerful a coronal mass ejection could be. We don't know that it would be. That's how powerful it could be. Those first few hours are critical. I recall the September 11th, 2001. I was putting on my suit, getting ready to go to a memorial service for my friend, my mentor, my employer, Mr. Charles Shaw, who had died the Friday before. And a friend of mine called. He says, "John, turn on your TV." And, of course, I saw what all of you saw. By noon, we had myself, my wife, my adult daughter, we had the money out of the bank. All three vehicles fueled up. All three vehicles had our essential things placed in them, ready to get to our safe haven out here in Davisville, Missouri. I told the two women, my wife and my daughter, I said, "Ladies, one more incident anywhere in the country, we're out of here." I knew we were under attack. I didn't know who was attacking us, but I knew we were under attack. We'd had the Twin Towers attack, and of course the Pentagon was under attack, and the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. I knew we were under attack. I just didn't know who it was or what their goal was. Now, by 5 o'clock that day, I was walking around my neighborhood. I just kept the vehicles parked. I didn't want to be out in traffic. I walked past a local service station. I saw the lines forming up, people getting off work at 5:15, topping off their fuel tanks and running to the supermarkets. We'd already done that 4 hours before. Here's our break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 19th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. People that first see my website, they say, John, there's a lot there. Yeah, there is a lot there. There really is. Things will educate you and inform you and entertain you, too. Something that's really funny, the Real Housewives of ISIS. I was hoping it was going to be a series, but BBC did this, and it's only maybe 3 minutes or so, but it's a hoot, The Real Housewives of ISIS. Also, my website, of course, is the Energy Cleaner. The Real Housewives of ISIS, by the way, is a three-minute video. The Energy Cleaner is a healing device. That's what it is. A marvelous healing device. I use mine every night. I do. I'm pretty active around the ranch here, up and down ladders, painting, plumbing work, using the chainsaw, pushing those big boulders into the bucket of the Kubota, riding my 750-pound motorcycle, which I'll be on here in about an hour or so after the show's over. Do I go to bed with minor aches and pains? Of course I do. However, I get a great night's sleep. I wake up pain-free in the morning. And you can also, if you got joint pain, it will help. Back pain, it will help there also. Arthritis, almost always. The people that use these that have arthritis, almost all of them get relief. You're not getting a great night's sleep, you probably will with the energy cleaner. What are you waiting for? Are you procrastinating? Pondering? Thinking about it? Well, at this point now, I've been working with Tom Berryhill for more than 8 years selling these things. I got people buying their third, fourth, fifth units. I had a gentleman buy five at one time a few weeks ago. Why would people buy the second one if the first one didn't work? These are smart people. You can't fool them. Energy cleaner is $285, shipping included, two American zip codes, the mattress pads for sale at my website. They go with the energy cleaner. It's a great combination. I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I do, for me to you personally. And I have a toll-free auto line. Now keep in mind, I take PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online, by the way. If you need to spread those payments out and you live in the United States, PayPal will take payments also. Toll-free auto line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments, we're talking about EMP. The call number is 800-313-9443. We're a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Hawaii. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. My thoughts on the EMP, there was a website up several years ago called, I can't remember the name of it. Sorry. It was about EMP. I'll think of it later.
There's a number of them out
there. Oh, 1 second after.
Right. Well, that's the title of a book written by Mr. Fortune, and it's one of the first novels written on that topic, and it's endorsed by former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. 1 second after, a great book, William Fortune.
Yeah, that was my intro into this subject right there.
Right.
My thoughts on timing. If I were to time this out, I would let it go at maybe 2:30 in the afternoon on the East Coast. Now, what that would do, that would basically, on a weekday, that would, non-holiday, that would trap people at their jobs. So they wouldn't even be able to get home. The roads would load up to a great extent. The roads would load up, and they wouldn't be able to get home. In other words, the breadwinner wouldn't be able to get home and help out.
Right, right. Well, that's our adversaries. They may be insane, but they're not stupid.
No, they're not stupid at all.
Right, right.
Yeah. So that was just my thought on that.
Okay. Yep. Yep. Yeah. The best time would be on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning when everybody's home. Sunday morning would be even better as far as the outcome. A Sunday morning would be best, probably. But, of course, we're not going to get to pick the date or the time, will we, Dan? Will we, Dan?
No, but you have to look in terms of probability when you're planning these things out.
Absolutely.
Weekend would be effective, I'm sure. Yeah. Anytime. Yeah. Wouldn't make much difference, really. All right.
Okay.
John.
Well, thanks for the call. Thanks, we appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. Medications. I've touched on that a couple of times in this discussion. Most adults in this country take one or more prescription meds, I would say, most being 51%. I think that's a pretty fair statement. I don't know how accurate it is, but it's probably closer to 3 out of 4 Americans consume a pharmaceutical product, prescription pharmaceutical product, on a daily basis. You'll see the lines at Walmart picking up their meds. Yeah, my goodness, it's scary. And they have these racks with a plastic bag on some kind of rotisserie thing back behind the counter with a plastic bag for each person's prescription product waiting to be picked up. Yeah, that's all. That will all be gone. That whole chain of supply would be broken, and if it would be fixed, it would be a year or more before it would be fixed. Point being, anybody who needs a pharmaceutical product to stay alive would probably be dead in 2 to 6 weeks. The average prescription is 30 days. The average person would have 2 weeks' supply. And when it's gone, it's gone. Unless you had some kind of inside way to gain access to things that no normal person would have to gain access to. Now, these pharmacies, the bigger ones, of course, would carry a bigger inventory. The smaller ones carry a smaller inventory. It's just a matter of supply and demand, isn't it? They're going to take care of their friends and family first. The pharmacist and his employees are going to take care of their people first, their family and their friends first. Now, I've talked with local police, and they're aware of EMP, and the things that would be protected would be food supplies. And medicine would be the things that would be protected by the police in these small towns. This has already been planned and worked out in the towns that I work with. The chief of police is aware of this, and the places that need to be protected, where the food and where the medicine is, would be protected. That's what would happen. And that would happen within minutes, by the way. We have a fairly sizable percentage of people who are addicted to tobacco products, alcohol, and drugs, both prescription and street drugs. Now, it's between all those things, alcohol, tobacco, prescription drugs, and street drugs, we're looking at a fairly sizable percentage of people. Now, if you're watching any films about World War II or prisons, you'll see tobacco being used as currency inside the prisons, and to a lesser extent in a war zone. Alcohol the same way, but tobacco is used as currency in prisons because people with that nicotine addiction, they will do almost anything to gain access to their drug of choice, which is nicotine. You may want to think about stocking up on cigarettes I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. I used to think it was cool to light cigarettes for my girlfriends when I was in college. But I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. You may, even if you're a non-smoker, you may want to stock up on vacuum pack cigarettes, cartons of cigarettes for trade goods. Because they will be, unless you live in an area where tobacco is grown and readily accessible, tobacco products will have a lot of value. Alcohol, a bit less so. It's easier to fabricate, to manufacture alcohol products than it is tobacco products. I was visiting one of the men that I work with here in the neighborhood. I walked into his shop about 4 or 5 months ago, and there was a small still on the floor of his shop. It was beautiful. It had about a 1 gallon capacity, I would say, all copper. Put together very professionally, and I looked at him, and I smiled, and he smiled, because I knew exactly what that was. And no harm. There was no problem, as far as the law is concerned, with making alcohol for personal consumption up to a certain volume. The law does allow that. But alcohol would have value also. The people who import drugs and sell them, they will find their inventory has a dramatic increase in value because people will figure out pretty quick that supply, especially things like heroin, cocaine, which come from thousands of miles away, will be dramatically reduced, if not cut off completely. So the men and women who manufacture methamphetamine would find themselves back in business. So right now I was talking to a woman the other day. She said, "John, the heroin is now cheaper than methamphetamine. So the methamphetamine producers are temporarily out of business because they can't compete against the cheap heroin. It's a simple matter of economics. if somebody that you care about needs a pharmaceutical prescription to stay alive and they can't get it, are they going to wean themselves off and substitute something healthy like essential oil, doTERRA essential oil, or they're going to die? There's no third choice. There's people that need insulin, people that need heart medication, people that take anti-organ rejection medication. It's a long list of medications that people take to stay alive. You may be left with keeping them comfortable as you can while they expire. That may be the only choice. It's a tough place to be, but I could easily could go that direction. You would be well advised to help those people wean themselves off those meds now. Even if we don't have EMP, wouldn't that be the smart thing to do? To get yourself off expensive, harmful pharmaceutical products, substituting healthy, inexpensive doTERRA essential oils? I think that would be a smart thing to do, don't you? Most people won't do it, but the ones that do could end up saving their life or helping somebody else save their life, helping somebody else wean themselves off these dangerous, expensive pharmaceutical products. Best solution for EMP is a self-sustaining hobby farm a good distance from a major city. A hobby farm is a place where the food, the produce grown there is meant for consumption on the premises. Obviously, if you got extra, you can sell it. But the primary purpose of a hobby farm is to feed the people that live and work there. That's what the primary purpose is. So, I'm not saying it would be easy. If you're a city dweller, the life of a person on a farm is completely alien to you. I understand that. I appreciate that. I spent most of my life living in the city. But it is a good life. It's a healthy life. And after an EMP, it may be the only life. Developing the skills of gardening and animal husbandry now might be a smart thing, don't you think? While we have what appears to be the luxury of time, that might be a complete illusion, the luxury of time that we appear to have right now. That could be a complete illusion. I have private sources telling me the U.S. Army right now is scrambling to prepare their bases in the United States for EMP, that the Department of Defense is calling people in that are semi-retired to deal with EMP. They're regarding it as a clear and present danger, and they're getting ready right now. That's what they're doing. They're getting ready right now. They're not waiting. And you shouldn't either. I'm going to be reviewing my own EMP preparations around here, vehicles, power equipment, and so forth, to determine the status of everything, make sure everything's ready to go if and when it's necessary. I have several vehicles that are EMP proof. I have backup power that I hope is EMP proof. We're working on getting it better, but it's a work in progress, as they say. We got a call on hold here. We got Gaither in Oklahoma. Good morning, Gaither.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was going to tell you, well, two little things. The one thing about addiction you're talking about, see, I have, I'm a prepper, and I have several family members that are definitely going to have problems, you know, with addiction withdrawals. And so what I've been researching is Kraton. I got a whole bunch of Kraton. It's supposed to be a natural plant that alleviates withdrawal symptoms. And it really helps a lot. And so I went and I ordered a whole bunch. I've got about a pound of it, you know what I mean, which is a lot.
Right.
But it's something that I figure could help, you know, the group, those in the group that have a problem. I mean, it goes all the way from smoking to heroin addiction. I mean, all of it, alcohol. And it's not a cure, but if anything to help the people, you know, we got to think about that.
Right, absolutely.
So, and it's all natural. I mean,
can you spell Kraton for us there, Gaither?
I think it's the C-R-A-T-I-O-N. I'm not exactly sure. It might be T-E, but it's just looking up. It's a natural plant. In fact, they're trying to outlaw it now in several states because there's a lot of people that are getting off marijuana addiction. You know, well, I mean, it's not addicting, but, you know, getting off the urge for marijuana and different drugs. So, I mean, that's food for thought. That's what I'm researching that moment. Do I believe in it that it'll help? And so that's what I did for kind of the comfort for the group, you know what I mean?
Okay. If you can get a link for that, send it to my email address at my website at thelibertyman.com. Gaither, I'd appreciate it.
I'm computer illiterate, I'll be honest with you. I just opened up.
Okay.
So you got to go?
Well, in that case, we appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 19th of October. I just got an email here from Roger, and it says, this is about the energy cleaner. Hi, John. Here's my review of the energy cleaner and mattress pad. It's been 1 month now. My wife was a skeptic, but now she has admitted to sleeping better. Age 53 and has had some health issues, so we are hoping for more and better results with long-term use. My experience is that I'm sleeping more soundly. I'm having dreams that I can remember and talk about. Before the energy cleaner, I did not dream. My age 58, I've had both knees replaced in the last year and a half due to bone and bone wear with no padding left in the joint. Many injuries to these joints when I was young. I have osteoarthritis in my back and hands. I get up with less pain and have more energy. I'm hoping that with steady use, I will feel even better. I really think this works. Please keep me posted when the next healing invention is ready. Thanks again, Roger. Roger, thank you very much for the note. We appreciate that. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A testimony from one of our listeners who he and his wife are getting relief with the energy cleaner. And you can also. It's a lot of fun helping people. I've spent my entire adult life helping people in my different ways that I could in my professional career. And now as a radio talk show host, and as a spokesman for the energy cleaner, I'm still helping people. It is a lot of fun. And it's very gratifying and very satisfying to be engaged in this work, helping people get relief, get their health back, get the energy they want because they're using energy cleaners. Okay, let's see. It's Thursday. Tomorrow we'll have Tom Berryhill. We'll be talking about emergency communications and how you can learn what you need to learn about emergency communications, radio communications primarily. We'll have Dr. Myers on the second hour talking about health-related matters. And it's always fun to hear what's new with Dr. Myers. He's a very brilliant young man. I've known a lot of doctors in my life. He's right at the top in terms of his brilliance, how he's connected to so many things and open to new ideas. And we'll be wrapping up our week. I hope your week is going well for you. My week has been a great week. We've got what would appear to be a fairly normal fall weather here, except for lack of rain. The cattlemen are desperate for rain, but it will come. We're looking at about an inch of rain beginning Sunday and Monday, so that will give us some relief in terms of the precipitation. In the meantime, getting back to EMP for just a moment, that you need to educate yourself. There's a lot of value in reading a well-written novel. One Second After is one of the better ones. Grid Down, Reality Bites, written by a friend of mine, Buckshot Hemming. He modeled one of the characters after me, by the way. You'll probably be able to identify him. Steve Whitman modeled the character after me as well in one of his books. But Buckshot Hemming's book, Grid Down, Reality Bites, is good. One Second After is good. There's a lot of good ones out there. And there's a lot of value in reading a well-written novel, a well-written, well-researched novel, I should say. You can get a lot out of it. Seriously, you can. And the human dynamics are always what I'm looking at, as well as equipment and tactics and so forth. But the human dynamics is always what I'm interested in reading about, which brings us back to the Bible, why the Bible is timeless, because it's basically a study in human dynamics. It's not technology-driven. Don't worry about that part. Okay, music's coming up here shortly, and we got a lot of good programming coming from Republic Broadcasting. I hope you can spend some time listening to the other hosts here and getting educated and entertained at Republic Broadcasting. It's a great place to spend some time. One of the great things about radio is you can do other things while you're listening. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
A lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.